How would you kind of assess your first year in the NFL?
It was fun. I mean, obviously, we came up shorter than what we wanted. Our expectations were higher than that, but I had a blast. Getting to play with these guys on this team this year was a real blessing for me, and looking forward to kind of getting to work with them this off season and coming back better next year.
You feel like you guys have built a foundation to maybe take that next step?
Yeah, no, I think we have, but you know, no one here is content with where we are at, and I think that's very clear. And we just have to continue to build. Can't get complacent, can't get stagnant, and continue to climb upwards.
Cooper, what's the last just couple of years been like? I mean, for you to go from Eastern Washington to being one of the leading rookies in the NFL this season, I know you're going to say you wish you had a few plays or you made a few different, caught the ball or whatever. But I mean, really, it's just an outstanding rookie season. What's that like to come from a school like Eastern Washington and have the success?
I think for me the expectation never really changed, regardless of where you come from. I mean, I believe in myself coming into this and being able to play at this level. And it's obviously great being able to help produce, but I think just being a part of this team, having coaches that put you in the right position, players alongside you that, make this game easier. You got Todd Gurley running the ball. Big focus, obviously, for defenses is stopping him, and we can do play actions and get linebackers to step up and people to react to the run, and makes throwing the ball a lot easier. So, really, it was just it's a testament to what these guys in this locker room are able to do, and looking forward to we'll come back next year and continue to produce.
And a lot of these guys talk about how much film you watch. Do you have any idea this summer or this offseason how much film you're going to be watching?
We'll see. This is my first offseason, so we're going to talk to some of the vets and put a good plan together and be able to attack this thing and be ready to go.
Cooper, you saw what a transition was like going from a regular season game to a playoff game, and I imagine that it elevates a little bit higher. Could you sense that in that game, and especially when you reflect back on it?
I think the biggest difference was just the atmosphere. You've got, the turnout for that game was just incredible. Just incredible fans that came out for that game, and it was unfortunate we were able to pull it out, but at the end of the day, the game was still the same. We gotta play our game, and we started off a little slow and had some mistakes that we shouldn't have made as an offense, and those kind of things add up. Whether it's a playoff game or not, that affects us. We gotta clean that stuff up, and know that regardless of the situation, regardless of playoffs or preseason or regular season game, whatever it is. We have to play a more well-executed game.
What stood out in your mind about working with Jared Goff? And did he exceed maybe your expectations, just knowing the rookie season that he was coming off of?
No, I would say, for me coming in as a rookie, I didn't really pay much attention to in terms of what last year was for him. I mean, mine was from day one when I got here until now. That's what I know of Jared. And from day one, I knew there was that he was a special player, a special leader, and so my expectations, I guess, are a little different than what other people might say. But
how excited are you to be able to kind of get a chance to grow with him?
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I mean, be able to have an off season together and continue to grow and just continue to get reps and you'll go through film together and just get that time, just being able to build that relationship, I think will be good.
What about you as a rookie have been going since spring of your last college season? Are you looking forward to, I know you're a hard worker, but are you looking forward to a little bit of time away from football?
Yeah, I think, it's tough right now because, you're coming off, one day removed from a loss. So, mine's still racing a bit and still feel like we should be getting ready for another game. So, probably when all of it calms down, I probably will be thankful for a little bit of time. But, right now it's just tough not feeling like I'm not being around the guys and feeling like, okay, we got another week to prepare.